Today on An Encouraging Word, Pastor Christine Shippey is speaking about battlefields of the mind and how to overcome each and every battle by the power of Jesus Christ. And through your surrendering to the Word of God, you will be victorious in every one of those battles. So join us now for part two of Strongholds on CWC Radio. Thank you, and we hope you're encouraged.
Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Now let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. So what I just shared with you about learning to walk in the Spirit and walking in surrender, that's not a fleshly thing. You're walking in the flesh, the body, all right? But you're not warring after the flesh. And I'm going to explain that in a minute. Go to verse 4 again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means they're not of the flesh.
Right.
But mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Now let's read verse 5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when you read verse 4 and you look and it says casting down strongholds and it says casting down arguments and every high thing, that is what a stronghold is. Okay? Let me read to you the definition of a stronghold. This is a stronghold, and I'll give it to you if you want to write it down because this is worth memorizing. A stronghold is a mindset. It's a state of mind, amen, filled with hopelessness that causes us to accept as unchangeable situations we know that are contrary to the will of God. I'm going to read that to you again. A stronghold is a mindset filled with hopelessness that causes us to accept as unchangeable situations that we know are contrary to the will of God. So strongholds are in the mind, just like this word says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen? So personal inner strongholds that we deal with, that is our enemy. As the children of Israel, he said, I'll get your enemies out of the land little by little. All right? I want you to put that in a spiritual context tonight. That is in your mind. The battle is in your mind. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. Amen? So what they wrestled with in the natural, going through the desert, we wrestle in the supernatural. And everything that happened to the children of Israel is our example, is that we have to translate that over into the spiritual realm. So when you're reading in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy again, you're going to get that. And you're going to understand that the Amorites, the Jezebites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, guess what? That's arguments, that's mindsets. And if you look up the Hebrew definition of those words, it translates into the here and now. So what are we warring against? What's a stronghold? It's arguments. It's reasoning. It's logic. It's denial. Have you ever been in denial about something?
Yes.
That's a mindset. Can you help anybody that's in denial come to AA? No, you can't help them, can you? Because they're in denial. You can't be in denial and say you have a problem. Amen? Because if you're in denial, then guess what? You're going to stay with that problem.
Yeah.
So guys and gals tonight, if we're in denial about something,
yeah.
Oh, is Christ going to come rescue us?
No.
Because we got a part to play. And it comes down to surrender tonight. How surrendered are we? We've got to know that a stronghold is a mindset. Whether it's something our grandma taught us, my grandma said that was green. And if my grandma said that was green, then it's green and it could be purple. But you'll go your whole life telling everybody it's green. And guess what? You're never going to get it right. That's what I'm saying. A stronghold is something that's passed down from generation to generation to generation. That is what? Contrary to the Word of God. There was a time in my walk with Christ that I had been raised in church to a certain extent, and I had been taught things by family members who were Christians filled with the Holy Ghost, but they had some of those things that were passed down called religion and called legalism. Amen, y'all. religion will kill you. They're the religious people are the meanest people on the face of the planet. But anyhow, I was struggling and I was praying and I was wanting more of God. Got filled with the Holy Ghost. The Lord was calling me to pray for revival. And I can remember sitting at the altar praying and being there and thinking, God, this can't be right. All these things that I had been taught and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me and it was strongholds in my mind and it was keeping me from God. I really didn't realize that I really deep down believed that a homosexual couldn't be saved. Where did I get that from? That's not in the scripture, is it? Here I am preaching the gospel. I'll just be honest. In the late 90s, I was preaching the gospel behind a pulpit. Now, I would have never got up there and said that because I didn't know that I believed that. Do you know when I really realized that I had a stronghold about homosexuals being saved? When a homosexual confronted me and the Holy Ghost said, hug her now. And I didn't do it. And I didn't obey God. And that was on a Friday. And I knew God told me to hug her. And I thought, Lord, why didn't I hug her? Because I didn't know why. Because I didn't think I had prejudices. Because I didn't live that way. But the Holy Ghost will reveal strongholds to you. And then I hit my face that Friday night in prayer and couldn't sleep until I prayed. Because I realized there was something wrong up in here. And I didn't know what it was. And the Holy Spirit's a gentleman, isn't he? He doesn't beat us over the head. And I said, Lord.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, he should. I said, Lord, what in the world? Why didn't I love this person? I love people. What is wrong? And he gently showed me that it wasn't about that person. It was about a stronghold that was deep, deep down that somehow got planted when I was little that they couldn't be saved. They had a reprobate mind. And the Holy Spirit said, yes, I can save anybody. My arm is not too short. I can't save. And I said, Lord, bring her to me. Please. And I prayed that she would be saved because if she went to hell, I'd blame myself. If she was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Lord was good. And that Monday morning, God brought her back in the office. She was a FedEx person. And I hugged that woman. She probably couldn't breathe when I got through with her. But I'm telling you, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, guys.
Yeah.
It's stuff that you don't even know is there. Hey, I'd be praying and I'd wrestle with that word because let me tell you something. If there's a behavior you have, if there's something you've reasoned out, if there's ways that you have that are contrary to that word, Holy Spirit's going to reveal them to you because guess what? He can't wipe that out and let you possess your promised land. You can't gain ground if you're resisting the Holy Ghost. You can't gain ground if you're not willing to receive everything that He has. And I would wrestle and I would turmoil and I would pray. And people around me didn't believe. I'd ask a lot of questions. And they would speak something contrary to the word until finally I said, you know what, God? I've got to believe what your word says, no matter if I like it or not.
Yeah.
And you know what, guys? No matter if we like it or not, if it's in there, we got to believe it. No matter whether we like it or not, if it's in there, we got to do it. Because guess what? If we don't, we're going to have a stronghold. And that's going to keep us back from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Strongholds are in the mind. It could be a tradition, religion. It could just be a block. Strongholds block the knowledge of God. All right? Strongholds are destroyed by obedient to His Word, by meditating and praying on His Word. Amen? Strongholds. So now we know what those are. So let's look at Matthew 18:18 and talk about this a minute and then we'll close.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He alone is your refuge. He is your place of safety. He is your God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor. His faithful promises are your protection. Don't dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side, and though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will uphold you with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Fear not, I am with you. Fear not, God's love is perfect. His love removes all fear. Lord, we receive your love. Lord, I'm filled.
Fear not, don't be afraid.
You belong to God, and the spirit that lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. He says, don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.
I know He loves me. I have power over all the power of the enemy.
Because He loves me.
Lord, You are my strength.
I won't be
you
afraid.
You are my song. You are my hope.
I know He
loves
me.
My peace. Fear not, He has given me
for
His strength.
I am with You.
Don't be discouraged.
Up in His word today. Just proclaim His truth over your life. He has not given you a spirit of fear. Proclaim His truth over your life today. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. The Lord is on my side. I will not be afraid. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear. We would love to hear from you at Covenant with Christ Ministries. You can write to us and send us your prayer request at P.O. Box 1029, Cleveland, Texas, 77328. Or you can give us a call at 281-592-5001, where a prayer counselor will agree with you in prayer regarding your needs. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. May God bless you